Yes, we said we'll make the Haskalah. The next sugi is in the Pasha. Which in the Pasha? That's a difficult question. What? That's a chelik. The Mishnah was skipping the next sugi that they said we'll do. They gave him on permits already. Lois Halalu Hashem Kotri. Vinik Dashi Besech Bnei Yisrael Ani Hashem Kadishchem. He learned the Taisvah, so that's Mount Sasugi. We'll spend the mission of the week on these Inyonim. Lois Halalu Hashem Kotri. Vinik Dashi Besech Bnei Yisrael Ani Hashem Kadishchem. The Yisrael of Chil Hashem, the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Rashi says, Lois Halalu Avo Al Dvorai Mizidin. So the emphasis is seems like a chomim. The Rashi is a pshat. I mean, they have to know what does Rashi mean. Lavo al dvoi mizidim. So I see the Sifta Chomim says that means mishu reitzel avircho al hadas al tishmaloi. So it's actually very true. It's very true that the azhora of Vosachal Hashem Kotzi includes azhora that we're mocking that the din is yehorig vayavo. And somebody doesn't do that, so he's able to schal, that's for sure. But the Chori, that actually doesn't mean only that. That's not what I'm talking about. Lavo Dvar Mezidin means to be over and a very be amazed. And not only Bimokum Anos, when Anos says, it's koi for him with the pachad, miso, and he gives in when he shouldn't give in. Not only that. The Rambam also says, it's an important chat in the Pasuk. Koleiva midaitoi, this is the Rambam, Mekanir Rashi Chumash 2. Koleiva midaitoi buloi oynes, alachas mikol faket. After Rambam says, what we said before, the Lesachalu is a Azhoro. For Mesiris Nefesh, there's a Mrs. Asev Nikdashi, and there's a Azhoro for not being Mesir Nefesh when the din requires it. Then Rambam has another application. Koloiver midaitoi beloy aynes alachas no anes bechal alachas mikol mitzvus amus b'toyo b'shot nefesh lahachis. What you call lahachis? B'shot nefesh. Not only mazed, he gives in to the yetzer. He does it b'shot nefesh, disdainfully. He's disdainful of the yetzer. Lahachis arei ze mechalul es Hashem. Leifim b'chul Hashem. Vim ova basol of Yisrael, hareiz lechilu as Hashem b'ravim. The Rambam here is l'shitosei, which actually we'll talk a little bit today, and Mishnah we'll see a little bit the next week in Mishnah. The Rambam shita is machoz. The Rambam shita is that lechilu Hashem and alternatively kiddush Hashem is not only limited by the presence of ten yidden. It's not only when they're ten yidden. Lechilu Hashem doesn't need anybody. Veinel ben koina is possibility of kiddush Hashem on the one hand or chilul Hashem on the other hand. Berabim, in the presence of ten, then takes on a new dimension of kiddush Hashem berabim or chilul Hashem berabim. But it's high chilul Hashem mamish bechad veichador. Mifurish mam both chilul Hashem and kiddush Hashem. Mifurish. So koloivim aveiro b'shot nevesh haches areizim mechalas Hashem. Vim ova b'shot misol it's more chomo chilul Hashem berabim. V'chein on the other hand says berabim kol perish me aveiro. Or also mitzvah loymi bnei. The other hand is midah tov v'mubo. Listen, every time a person acts properly, called perish me'aveiro, or yes, a mitzvah loymi bnei dover ba'ilum. Means not because of any extraneous motivating factor. Loy pachad, loy yira. Yira means yira's the boss of the dom. Or any other kind of yira than yira shemayim. Veloy levakesh kovod elo. The reason what's motivating him is only. And it's either to perish me'aveiro or to do a mitzvah. מבני הבורי ברוך הוא כמניח יוסף הצדק עצמו מאש הזרבוי סתם זה יוסף, זה מזה פישה, not אם זה למצב בין which has to be perished מן עבירו הרי זה מקרס את השם again there is no doesn't have to be בפני הסור so doing a mitzvah purely לשם שמיים and being perished מן עבירו זה עושה כדי שם that's the chief of Zeram, half of the fellow מייל הכהן דרמה זה לא כל מחל, המחל זה מישה כל מחל שיש מים בסייסה, there's need a pshat there's need a pshat, because like this, אלו מפורשת רבי שם, wasn't even בסייסה, אף אחד שייך תלו במישה בגיורס אף אחד תלו במחל שיש מים בסייסה, נפון מן המגורי זה אף אחד שייך, למה מתבחן עכשיו? זה חילוש שיש מים בסייסה yeah anyway, that's the beginning of the Rashi כתים את Rashi Yeah. Mimash mash nema lesachal uvatam lema v'nidashi meso atzmocho v'kadeh shemi meso atzmocho give up your life v'kadeh shemi yochlu b'yochi tam loima b'tayich b'nei sol so meso atzmo yim so atzmo amnas b'tayich b'nei sol this is at b'tayich b'nei briefly this Rashi is talking about Pashtus is talking about in Shav Verus where the goy is mechavein l'avi ol adas Right, the next verse is in heaven. With grace, mechavin la'avir la'das. So then the chiyuv of kiddush or mesiras nefesh is contingent upon the presence of 10 people. 10 people. He needs Rashi from Chazal. Right, without 10 people, there's no chiyuv mesiras nefesh. Unless it's shas hashma, then shas hashma is chiyuv b'chad yichdom. But la'avir la'das is only 10 people. Everybody knows halacha. I think the Moshe Feinstein used to say the same halachas that you have to know. You have to know. You have to be bokian. One of them is forgetting for the Alvi Avli. Saint Talmud or Marina Tal. You have to know what to do. You can't. No one. The Chilz Kiddush Hashem. You're thrown into a matzav, and you think it's only the gay and the times of the Crusades or the Crusades or the. You can never tell. I don't say it lightheartedly. I say it in full seriousness. Full covered ways. You never tell. You won't. You never tell. If you're matzav Kiddush Hashem, you can never tell. Yochol, Moshe Atzma, Yimse Atzma, Amnas Lomus. Shkol Moshe Atzma, Amnas Anes, Ein Noisin Loinesh. Again, Motzin B'Chananim Shov Ezayu. If one expects to be saved, if one is Moshe Nevesh, Amnas that Kav Yochol, Anes Min Hashemayim will happen, so it won't happen. Shkol Moshe Atzma, Amnas Anes, Ein Noisin Loinesh. Again, Motzin B'Chananim Shov Ezayu. If you look at the Pesukim Daniel 7:4, they told the Nebuchadnezzar that we're going to die. You should know that because they said, because Baruch can help us, we won't. It's not. Don't expect it to happen. They said that they went in without expectation. Because Shkayim Motzim Mechananim Mishov Ezayu Shaloi Moshe Vasman Amenas Hanes. Shneimav Vein Lo Yedia Vein Lo Yedia Levi Loch Malko V'Chulu Matzul Matzul Yedia Levi Loch. It means the Pesukim the V'Chulu. That's what they told the Nebuchadnezzar. It's like this. The first thing is I mentioned many times already. Hafutik Tashbe, it's at Vata and other places too. He brings it with a Knech, the Shem the Maram. Shubas Maram. This is a Sefer Tashbe Tzkot. Not the Tashbe two volumes, the four volume Tashbe. Tashbe Tzkot from the Shem. I'm sure from Galatasis. It's called Dine Kiddush Hashem. In Sefer Tashbe, it's called in Simon Tov Tesvov, 415. So listen to Lashon. Today it's more well known. Maram Zal Oimer. So Odom Gemer Vedaita Lekadish Hashem V'Yimso Navshe Akidish Hashem. When a person decides, and that means and he's doing, he's going. V'Yimso Navshe Akidish Hashem Kol Ma Shoisim Lehen Skilo. Hen Sreifo, Hen Kvuras Chayim, Hen Tliya, Einoi Koyv Lakum. Whatever Yisurim they inflict on him, he doesn't feel Einoi Koyv Lakum. That's what the Tashbit says, Hashem. That's what Maram said. Hey, V'Yirayim in Amasuris, arrived from a Posek, He Kuni Beis Ponses, He Kuni twice. He Kuni Psaluni, He Kuni Bal Cholisi. Koyma says He Kuni twice in Tanakh. One time it says Psaluni, they wounded me. Another time it says Baal Chalisi. Klema, Ksheni, Kuni, Psaluni, Baal Chalisi. Didn't suffer. Klema, Lohoya, Kaivli. Fine. He brings a Raiv and Sefer Cholos. Okay. Viteda, Shekenu. That then he brings what's most amazing, astounding, is he brings eyewitness testimony. Like he brings a Raiv from Apostle. Ask me a Raiv from Apostle. How can he bring a Raiv from Apostle? That the answer he brings two rights. One, the second one is what he called in English empirical. What does that mean? Huh? It means that from experience. Means we saw. That's the second right. The first right is the mysterious ikuni bal chalisi. The first right is the right from Torah. That this is truly being right from Torah. Second of all, like you divide the Torah. Second of all, we see it too. We saw it. V'chenu inu. And then the other, Kobe, another voice says v'chenu inu. He says also v'chenu inu. V'chenu inu. But the first raya, says on Torah. Says on Torah. Kayete bedova. I'm about to say. Will he see? I'm about to see. Yeah. Kayete bedova. This is also the very important inu. That you look for raya for something in Torah. Then, if it stems with your experience, it's good. If not, so re-examine the experience. Then they're typing up your experience wrong. But that's to say that wrong. Kaita Bedova, I quote this story. I heard from Dov Salvation, actually. It says in Medrash that the Gemara Tzmur, basically, that the Yehi Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, told Yeshua, if you have any questions, any strikers, now, Loch, ask me. So, Yeshua answered very confidently, I have no strikers, everything tells my notes, no strikers, I have no strikers, why should I have any strikers? It was him. It may be a riot, it says about somebody else, I bring a riot from the Torah. It was telling the two of them. He should have said, what do you mean? I didn't miss a single shear. He should have said, I didn't miss a single shear. Which is true, he didn't miss it. What do you mean? V'chein kosta b'toyo. That's admirable. It's a posting in Torah is much better than any empirical right, even though you were there and he was there. It's better than any Manu Yisrael. Yeah. So the first right is from this Messiah. V'teida shekeinu she'en lucho odom bo'ilom shimhoyo negeya b'espa katano b'esh hoya tzoyik. If you put the finger, somebody puts the finger in the fire, he yells. And the filum hoya dadi, even if he made up his mind that he's not going to yell v'hoya yochol. V'rabim moismim atzmom the Sreifol, the Harigo, the Kiddush Hashem, the Enom Tzoykim, the Oiv, the Avoid. In one of the other Shem, I saw it. That doesn't mean too much. I saw with my eyes one of the other Shem. It says, V'chein Uinu V'inenu. There's another place which we're not done. But this also, he seems to be bringing empirical evidence. He says, V'rabbi Moisim Atkum. And when he wrote it, it was Moisim Chol Yom. He was in the midst of the Crusade. It was Moisim Chol Yom. Started by him, was Moisim Chol Yom. And that's the Kufa. And that's Kufa Kleinsel. Rabbi Meisim Aslan was faithful, La Rigo, Al Kiddush Hashem is Boach, and Ain't Nom Tzayakim, Loy Oiv, Loy Avoy.
Okay. Rabbi was saying that again nowadays, because who knows if it's going to come to this nonsense or.
Kiddush Hashem could be Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem, you never tell me Kiddush Hashem.
Meaning what? That it might come to Matzim
of. There's a famous story, let's do World War II sitting with Meisim of. There's a famous story about. Many, many stories. Many men you killed in this Matzovim, but. Right, the story is famous that the head of Arachim tells about his grandfather. Arachim is in some kind of Israeli Kiyuv organization. Arachim, the head is about Tshuva. Valus is his name. Famous story is that his grandfather was in one of the camps. The last day the Nazis ran away. And they were right in front of the advancing Russian forces, so they ran away, they gathered all of them together. And they took the rabbi, and the Nazi pulled out a gun, put a piece of dovach in front of him, and said, eat it. Because I'm willing to ask him if I had it. He said, no, he shot him in the head. And actually, I mean, that's one of many, many, many. And such thing can happen today, too. You think it can happen today? You think it couldn't happen, there'd be a roundup of 10 Eden, and it could happen. That's more than it's not. That's more than it's not. What? The Shem Shemaim is Miskadesh. The Rabbim is another dimension. Shem Shemaim is Miskadesh. The Yid acts properly is Miskadesh Shem Shemaim. And the opposite is the opposite. V'nikdash v'seich v'nikdashti. V'seich adash v'nei zol. There's two things. V'nikdashti and v'seich. V'nikdashti. V'nikdashti v'seich v'shamayim. I saw one of the kultim.
What exactly is derived from the pasuk?
What?
The pasuk that Tashrei spring. How does he see in the pasuk?
Hikuni?
Yeah.
That's the Masoret. It says Hikuni. The Masoret says, and you look in the Chumash, you don't have them, because the Masoret means there's never a time which a word or phrase appears in the mouth. And there's a chayli in Torah, which is dashing in Masoret. There's a connection. The Chovdal Kitzvei Kodesh consists of an entity of Torah Shabbat Sav, and there's a Chochmin, Chochmin in Torah, putting the words together. So it says he kuni bal cholisi, didn't suffer. Bal cholisi, didn't wasn't chayde, didn't suffer. In one of the I said we put him on the I don't know who is you got that I opened up yesterday I saw the following half of the gechitimsa. And we're not 10, it has to be 10. How is a different story? That's a different topic. We love him. The dimension was believe for another time, Mr. Shem. But the Mamish of the Avodigay Chitim. So let's say this Chakir was, let's say there's a minyan mitzumtzum of 10 Yidden. A minyan mitzumtzum of 10 Yidden. And Goyen Anus comes. And he said, be even a very, eat this avail, eat this, whatever it is, do this avail, Mechal Shabbos. It's Kavon, it's Avil Hadas. So then is the Hagvayav, nothing more. Nothing in it, nothing with a very clear cut din. So the Shaila is, so we call it a Shaila, is one of the 10, should he run away? Maybe somebody else. The person himself, that runs us already. If a person has can run away and escape the Matzah, run away from the Matzah, he's equipped to run away. If he doesn't, but the Ram holds there's no, the Ram in Yad holds there's no optional Kiddush Hashem, every Shem, same foolish there is, that's a different story. But here we're talking about one of the spectators that forms the background of Betoich, of the 10. So what if he can escape? If he leaves, he's felt a minion, you're missing a minion. So there'll be only 9. There's only 9, there's not Mechuiv to be Moshe Nevesh. So should he run away? Should he run away? It's amazing Chakir. So I wasn't sorry if I cared. What if there are nine, and the Goyen Anas comes, and he didn't count. The Goyen has no, and he takes out a gun, he says, eat this davach, yavim achal Shabbos, and skavon is davil adas. But only 9. So maybe if I cared, you go, at center, a minion, at center. Maybe if I cared. Maybe if I cared, don't if I cared. Is there also to do? Maybe it's a mission to do.
Does the person who's being threatened count as one of the 10?
I was wondering about that. In this, this safe is assumed, yeah. But the Mishkira, that's why, nothing to do with the other Chakiris. Either there are 10 or 11, whatever you decide about your Shana. It's also a Shana, I don't know. But, like this, is a Chosim in a meaning, Oval Enim in a meaning. Shana, what is this? It's a Chosim, it's an Oval. That's a Shana. In fact, a Chosim in a meaning. It's a Chosim. What is a Chosim? Eim Chosim also. Why should not? Actually, yeah. It's lying. But upon him, that's a child. It's something you should you call a minion? Should you round up a minion for the opportunity? Round up a minion. The Sefer Magid Meshovim is full. Sefer Magid Meshovim, which is the Beis Yosef's communication with the Magid. He promised him. It's an old class, everybody talks about it, but the Sefer is full. That the Malach told him, Magid told him, you be zeicher to die of Kiddush Hashem. To be burned on Kiddush Hashem. And that was the bestowed Torah that was always as rogel, was welcome to give him. The Meister, the Weltkash, is that didn't happen. Good. Yeah, yes, lying. What the Pshat? But the Akobani was Mavasim of the bestowed Torah. That's what's going to happen. The Meister was something to was a good thing. If he wasn't the Choyo, he wasn't giving him another good serve. What's the Mokor? Would you have looked for such a thing? Oh, so the Chayyur is a Heliket Hanev Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. B'shosh or Itziyus, as Moses says in Brochus. That's some Machalos. B'shosh or Itziyus Rabbi Akiva, La'arigos man Krishma Yom. V'yisogin es b'sobim, Masvegish al-Bazel. V'yamakabol olav ol-machus shomayim. Omer Talmidei Rabbeinu Ad Kan. What does it mean, Ad Kan? We'll soon see the Gaon's Kan. But I'll say Ad Kan. Poshet you learn, maybe I got this. Poshet you learn, Ad Kan means like they were in the spore with his. With his equanimity, with his sitting in a nefesh, what they call it. It's not as a poshtu kat. Omer Talmidei Rabbeinu Ad Kan. Omer lehem kol yomai v'yisi mitztara posuk zeh v'chol nafshecho. Afilu neidios nafshecho. Omarti. I said, Mosai yovel yodi v'atemenu. ועכשיו שבו לי יודי לא יקיימנו כי אם יש לו חיות דבר מברושם אמרתי מוסה יובל יודי ויקיימנו זה מי זה יוזלו כמפורד waiting, expecting, דמי מקיים you want to time it מוסה יובל יודי ויקיימנו ועכשיו שבו לי יודי לא יקיימנו וימייך באחד אשר יוצא נשמוסה באחד יוצא בסקל גרמה אשר יוצא בקיבי שיוצא נשמוסה באחד So he was looking forward, but good, this, the mitzvah of Chanafshecho is one of the Gimurahs, Chamurahs, which don't need a minion, so Venus means, no matter what, they didn't have to round up a minion, So our Shaila maybe, it's still a Shaila, whether you should look to round up a minion, they're nice, they should call it Santa. Yes, but if you're here, as I wanted to tell you, Amos I told Yodi, Adkan, Omer Tamid of Rabbeinu Adkan. So the going in Berah Godus is something very much astounding. The two things are astounding. The Kasha and the Teretz. Right, the Gemara says, the last thing Gemara is Zman Kriyishmoyo. Shalosh Yitzchak Kibbutz Lahariga Zman Kriyishmoyo. What, I mean, Mistome, I mean, it would have been, and Mistome would have said Shema Yisrael no matter what. But it was Zman Kriyishma. That the Gemara tells us, Zman Kriyishma. Zman Kriyishma. So the Gemara learns that Tamidim said, Rabbeinu Ad Kan, so they asked the Mamish, is the Gemara talking? The last mitzvah. So finish the parsha. He stopped. He stopped by Shema Yisrael from Ganesh HaMechot. He didn't finish. He said finish as much as he can. Chaburayin. Gimel parsha. Maybe the Torah. Maybe the Rambam. As much as he can. Chaburayin. Well, why did you stop here with the first pasuk? Then after the end of the Lomel Kol Krishma. And the pshat in the kasha is astounding. What's the teretz? Kol yoma yoshi mitzare. So what? What's the how's the answer? If that was the kasha, how do you answer? Mele, how do you answer? Ve'om alohem kol yoma v'chulu v'tzendi l'kayim ha'kriyo v'asiyo yachad. V'ikar malchus shamayim kan. He wanted to b'shas kima mitzvah. He wanted to say the teretz was half of the mitzvah. We want to say the pasha, the pasha pertains to the mitzvah. The pertains to the mitzvah. And Ike, Machu Shemaim, there's a parish from Isaac Hovind. So he explains that that's what it means. Yitzayni l'kayim asiyah, the ma'aseh, be'esai kriya mamish. Because dibur, Torah and ma'aseh, goes together. Whenever you can put them together, it's a givat gazach. And Ike, Machu Shemaim, is neshmai sara shemkenah shemayachon. Agam, we luna ad b'chofam b'chon nafshecho. The police of Gichir, but the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, which is Mekayim, with his Messiah's Nefesh, was in the Hashem Kedem Shemayim. But Ikar Malchus Shemayim is Kan. Half of fellows, that's why he had a chance to be Mekayim, it means he had a chance to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah, with the Asiyah, with the Dibur B'Yachad. So this is a big mocker. It's a big mocker, for example, for... Good, we say, with the whole brachas, we say, when we put on tefillin, So even if we don't say the two passages right away, like it says in the Siddur, but at least you say Shema and Bar Mitzvah, what's going on? And we would do this, but you should appreciate what you're doing. You should appreciate what you're doing. When we say with Tefillin, we say the passages of Tefillin, so they were doing it. And if it comes up, if you have another chance to be Mekayim it, so there's a Mashem, Maaseh Rav, another chance to be Mekayim it, you should look to be Mekayim it. That's what it says in this Doom to say Kaddish V'Avoyog. V'Yachod, when you put on, at least say a Pasuk, even if you just say the L'Shem Yichud before, even one pasuk is enough. It's enough. Even to say the one pasuk part, even kind of this thing of combining the kriya with the asiyah. If you mention the combining asiyah, so meinian linian, then we'll come back to the other thing with what that we're going to talk about today. So it's kedai to know something else, and that's that Ben Bechai also Habaldigim Ben Bechai that says that when Chazal tell us that a mitzvah is a school for something, so you're supposed to daven, don't just do the mitzvah and rely on the school to happen, but daven for the school when you're doing the mitzvah. And he says that specifically about Hadlogas Neiris. So the Pais Hadlogas Neir Shabbos and the Pais Hadlogas Neir Chanukah. He says about Hadlogas Neir Shabbos. He says, but he calls the Gemara, he says about the one in Shabbos, remember thinking, he says, Arogu ben Neir Havilan Bonim Tamir Chachomim. He says, Ben Bechai Ben Mishan, in Tash Yisrael, that mikan noah gonosh and mispalol for bonim tamir chomim when they light the neir shabbos. And the minik, it's the minik ha'yisrael. All of them do it. They say more or less echad amabah ve'echad amamid. They say abakosha. They say abakosha. The mokos mamish. The mokos ben b'chayif. It's not earlier that this man of a mitzvah is mesugul to daven for the mivakish rachamim for the school. That's what this man. It's a school and still chaperayin. This man of a school to mivakish rachamim. So as we may live, this is another mokad also. It's another reason to say what's printed in Sidurim, where you can add. I say in Sidurim before the Hanochas Tum Ever Sidur. What's in there? This much of it. If you go with a Sidur, you can't go wrong. Mama, you hop around. You have to give yonim. You open up a Sidur. If you come into shul and open up a siddur, you put on tefillin, and you say what it says here, tzitzis, before tzitzis marshal, I open up a tzitzis, I dare you miss a tzitzis, all put on tals, God will upon him, tinotza nafshi vuchi v'nishmosi tzvosi min achitzainim. This is a school of mitzvah tzitzis, so ask for it. But how zivas can offer a layer. Yeah, then you turn the page, you come to tefillin, so you say the hinni mechavein, you say the shem yuchid or not, whatever you do. Hinni mechavein v'nochas tefillin, the time it is Boris that Tivondu, Kakosu, Bisarosa, Chatu Mosha Videfa, that we just spoke about. Then he continues, and he says what's in the children, and he say, Bitivondu, Loniach, the Shabbat is a Tavis and Machos Ibenu, Shanshomesh and Moshe, you, the Shakoichai, Mishubodim, Lavadosa, Umisheva, Mitzvah, Stil, Nisma, Sheikh Olai. So this could be, it's not only Losh and Osir, it's a Bakosha. Machshava kodesh, machshavas kodeshes, beli here or chayit v'oven klal. So if I tend to go back Israel, if somebody says it's possible, the time both in yonim is govim. We just spoke about the meaning of combining the asiyah with the kriya and being and tefillah b'shas mitzvah. And how do we know two is the sukkah? The Rambam says so. The Rambam says b'shas tefillin. Kol zman, says the Rambam, that tefillin b'reishis shel odom hu ono v'yireish shomayim v'enu nimshach b'schoik v'sicho v'telo v'enu mehare machshavas rois elo mefane liboy b'divrei omis v'atzedek. So the Rambam says this is the school of tefillin. Right? Mitzvah has schools. As long as Ner has its school. The school of tefillin, what it brings about is this. So if you put together the Ben Bechai, so ask for it too. Don't just do it. And it's going to happen in Mela. Maybe we will, but do even more. And be back in Shabbat. All right.